Welcome to Awakening with Dr. Jenny. I'm your host, Dr. Jenny. On today's episode, we talk about getting ready for the holidays when you've been on a healing journey. And I talk a lot about the need to find joy, to have some more fun, to understand that yes, boundaries are important, but to begin to think outside the box a little bit about whether or not there has been so much drama in your family because the people in your family are actually acting as an initiatory process for your higher growth and your higher healing and your higher soul development. So in this episode, I talk a lot about my own personal experiences. Family for me has been incredibly challenging on both sides, and the healing has been incredibly difficult. It is taking quite a long time and it's still ongoing. But the importance of intuition and being able to see the stories clearly is something that's helped me. And I talk a little bit about that the work that many people have been doing is in preparation for being able to do that work. And also to be open to leaving room for the fact that maybe there's something energetically going on in the world that's helping us get to a point of healing family dynamics. And this might be the year where you open back up to love and are more capable of seeing people as souls for what they are, where they are on their journey, and that you get to practice a little bit more of that idea of unconditional love. Certainly, this is not easy. I think all spiritual teachers have said at some point in their teachings that if you think you're healed, go back to your family and see what happens. I think family and the energetic dynamics that happen in those systems are the hardest things to heal, but they are also where the most wisdom is gained. And if your family comes from the United States or just happens to be very psychic or intuitive, there's other things going on behind the scenes that I talk a little bit about that you may or may not be aware of. So in preparation for the holiday season, so everyone can enjoy their milk and cookies without drama, I hope that you enjoy this episode. Hello, everyone. It is Dr. Jenny. Thank you for listening to another episode. And it is a little bit past that new moon. And, you know, a few days past the new moon, we begin to move forward on thinking about the things that we wanted to accomplish over the next 30-day cycle. But we're heading into the holidays. And I saw a friend of mine's, I think it was her Instagram post or story post, and there was someone who was asking a really great question about what is it that you do between now and New Year's, because everyone is really burnt out. So I thought I would chat and do a mini episode on the idea of getting prepared either to set some boundaries because you need some rest and it's Mercury retrograde. So many of us might feel a little bit more tired, or we do need to rest or take a break. Or how do you prepare yourself for seeing friends and family, especially if you've been doing any kind of healing or spiritual work and you're trying to be a little bit more conscious and protective of your boundaries, and you know that a particular family member or host of family members or a certain side of the family is a really big trigger for you. And so I can tell you and start off by telling you a story about my morning today. I woke up, it's the weekend, so I woke up fairly early for the weekend and felt the need to sit in meditation. And today I sat up for meditation, which is not every day, but today I sat up in meditation. And I immediately recognized that there's just like a lot of heart clearing work going on, and that might be because of the location of where I am right now, and me continuing my own personal process. But I did a meditation based on clearing out the heart center, and there was a lot of downloads and wisdom that came in around the holidays and the need to open up and see things differently. Right. So I think that for those people who've been on a spiritual journey for quite some time and you're doing your work and you're opening up to your intuition, you might start to see your relationships from a different perspective. And when the spiritual community starts teaching this, They're teaching it from, oh, you need to get to a place of unconditional love. Certainly Buddhist practices are very much about forgiveness and self-compassion and compassion for others. But for many of us, especially if you come from a Judeo-Christian lineage, which is what I can speak about because that's the ancestral healing work I've done on both sides of my family, but certainly it is, you know, these concepts are connected to a whole host of other either religions or spiritual practices, because at the end of the day, many of it is a lot of the same journey, but different words and different experiences. I can say that opening up and seeing things through more of your intuition to the real stories of your connections with people can be very mind-blowing. And right now we're talking a lot about plant medicine and psychedelics and things like that, because I think that for many people, especially in Western culture, opening up that third eye and being intuitive has been so shut down and so blocked off and so not supported, especially if you have gone into professional careers and not had any mentorship or guidance to understand that the things maybe that you were intuiting about your family members when you're young were actually quite accurate, and then you shut down your intuition, you shut down your psychic abilities, and now we're trying to find all kinds of different ways to open that back up, because it does help with things like anxiety and depression and all the things that the mental health world is concerned about. But at this higher level, at this level of transition that the world is going through, the ability to be able to see the real story of your connection with your family members is quite important, because we tend to replay drama that has been going on for perhaps maybe thousands of years, depending on what, you know, your family group is and your soul group is, and, you know, whether or not you believe in reincarnation, whether or not you believe in religion, whatever it is. There's a possibility that the energy of the souls in your family have been replaying this crazy story over and over and over again that creates drama and drama and drama. And part of the healing process is to not only step away from the drama and to give yourself space from the drama and to have the boundaries, but it's eventually about ascertaining the skill set needed to actually go in and face the drama and to heal it and to clear it from the family lineage, so that you can sit down and have a meal with a family member and not launch into an argument about religion or an argument about spirituality or an argument about who cleans the house or who's doing what or an argument about money or anything like that. The whole point of this process is to get to a place where you can actually sit and have a meal with family members and enjoy it. So as we head into the holiday season, and these triggers are coming up, it's a good time to just sit and be mindful with yourself and to ask yourself and to think very carefully and clearly about what it is that you need in order to stay in alignment with who you really are. But it's also a time to ask, what is it that you need in order to step up and have some more fun? What is it that you need in order to clear the energy in the heart space? So much of the work that needs to be done that's clearing on the planet right now is related to our concepts of relationship and love, and that would be the heart-based energy. And there can be a lot of distortion going on in the planet. I think that some of the best examples of what family and love and survival and emotions are right now is the examples of the videos that are coming out of the war in Gaza and Palestine right now. And you see the real emotions, you see the raw footage, you see the passion, and you see the destruction and the devastation and the terror that's coming. And then you also see the complete lack of compassion and the lack of understanding that there needs to be different ways of thinking about problem solving the situation. And I don't want to go off on a political tangent. I will mention that I've been traveling through sister cities connected to the energy of Palestine recently, and, you know, being mindful of where I'm eating and being mindful of my own energy and increasing my meditation practices and doing a lot of heart-based work because I'm respecting the energy of those lands. The energy of the sister cities is supposed to be helpful to those areas that are being affected right now by this war. And that it's also one of the reasons why I have not gone back to New York for quite some time, because I am taking some time to do my own personal ancestral healing work. And I feel very called and connected to doing the feminine work. And to be quite honest, again, without going on a whole other tangent, that feminine energy and that energy of relationships and love is actually largely based in Palestine historically. So for me, as someone who's been in this industry, I've done a lot of relationship work, I've done a lot of, you know, parent and baby healing work, done a lot of just, you know, taking care of people, that at this point in my own healing journey, it's important for me to recognize the need of my Jewish side to sit and be and to try to do some repair work in the very little way that I can do at this particular time. So that's what I've been up to. And because I've been doing that work, I've been much more sensitive to also making sure that I am clearing energy related to drama that is on both sides of my family. And here is kind of the big reveal to begin to think about, is that part of the journey will take you over time to understanding energies. And many of us, when there has been chronic drama and trauma around finances or relationships, it is definitely coming from a place of needing to do some very serious past life healing work. It's coming from a place where it's also an initiation process into learning and understanding the spirit world. And that's what my journey over the past 3 years has been. Part of it has been, you know, about a lot of love and healing, but a lot of it's also been about understanding what really happened in this lifetime and understanding what happened to my parents and understanding what happened to the family lineages, both sides of my family, related to religion and decisions that have been made and the abuse and the trauma that have been on both sides of my family and why it's taken so long to heal it. I think that's a good question to ask if you're on the land of the United States, is why is everything taking so long to heal? And right now we're very focused on financial healing, and the financial healing is definitely tied to, many of us have a history of Christianity in somewhere in the family because we're European immigrants, and that there's been no guidance on how to do any of this kinds of healing work. Yet we sit on land that is very, very active for those of us who are very psychic and intuitive. And so it becomes an initiation process into understanding that world. And that world helps you see that there are energies that come in that cause drama. And it's part of, we're very interested in spirituality, we're very interested in meditation, we're very interested in yoga, but we don't like to talk about this other side. And certainly my experience with the mental health community is we do not like to talk about this side. And this side is much more in alignment with the work that shamans might do. It's much more in alignment with work that wellness and energy professionals might engage in. But it does come into the therapy office. So there's a lot of confusion going on with regard to trying to figure out how to seek support, because you can go to traditional therapy right now and feel like you're doing work with another human being, which is very good for healing the heart, right? So I think that, you know, the therapeutic processes it needs to be acknowledged that many of it is very relational, it's very heart-centered, it's very focused on healing relationships. But if the drama and the trauma does not begin to shift and move, and you do have a particular ancestral background, and in the United States, I'm going to bring up Christianity specifically, if you have that background, there's something else that might be going on. And it's not unusual for a mental health practitioner to get activated in their private practice in order to learn and to see and to be initiated into understanding that there's a whole unseen world. You know, the divine feminine, we love to talk about sex and intimacy, and those are fun topics, but the divine feminine is also the unseen world, right? So the darker stuff, which many of us are scared of. So in the unseen world, there's all kinds of energies that many of us may have been sensitive to since we were a child. We don't know how to deal with it. We've never had training in it. We've never taken a workshop. You know, we think it's weird. We don't want to go and learn anything. We don't want to sign up and do a workshop with a psychic or a medium because we think it's going to open the door to all kinds of bad things. And yet those skill sets are probably the entree into understanding how to use the things you might learn in traditional therapy about love and relationships, how to use it to actually do repair work on an energetic level within your own family. Right? So it's all tied together. And I'm not recommending that over the holidays you go take a workshop or a class. If you're interested, obviously go do that. But the invitation is there. And the drama and the trauma related to finances, religion, and just unsavory family members who you may just call narcissistic, right? There's always another story that needs to be seen for healing purposes. So in the beginning, we can get very attached to, oh, well, you know, this family member is really narcissistic or even antisocial, and they're just abusive. They're a bad person. Yes, and, right? So there's a need to deal with, you know, your boundary setting around the holidays with those kinds of personality types from a very concrete perspective for your own safety. Yes, and there might be a time, sometime in the future, when you're ready to be able to see things from a different perspective. It's a yes and, right? It can be both. And we tend to divide things into good and bad rather than seek the balance between the two, which is the yes and. So as we all begin to prepare for the holidays and we're baking cookies and doing the things that we love to do and putting up the Christmas tree and shopping and, you know, doing the fun things, if you have a history where family is not the shining light of happiness, and certainly mine was not and continues to be a source of stress that I'm working through, then give yourself permission to be okay with the fact that your soul probably chose your family to do this higher level work. It doesn't feel good in the moment to be preparing for a holiday season and feel unsupported, to feel unloved, to feel like you're walking into a barrage of questions about whether or not you're single, what is going on with your life, to get questions about your career, your life choices, whatever it is that you feel like you don't want to do the holidays with. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you are open to receiving, maybe you don't need to, but you are open to receiving the message that there's a higher reason why your soul chose this family. And so if you can begin to work with the mindset of, okay, my family is an initiation process. I'm on my journey. It is an initiation process that one day I will be able to see the different story of why everything has had to happen the way it did. But for now, I am going to focus on the present moment and think about what it is that I need today so that I can be safe and I can feel good and I can enjoy the next 2 to 3 weeks in the holiday season and take a much needed break and prepare. We're in a preparation phase. Many of us, you know, in the healing communities, talking about the nervous system, I'm talking about, taking care of the physical body. The reason why that's necessary is the physical body needs to be ready to be able to do this higher level work. It needs to be able to support the mind. It needs to keep you grounded. It needs to keep you feeling safe. So if you haven't mastered yet going through the process of managing the nervous system or learning how to slow down and learning how to rest and learning how to just be and learning not to rush, if you haven't mastered that, then doing this other work becomes potentially dangerous. You know, when you open up and see the real stories, and honestly, when you see your own soul's responsibility for creating the mess that you're trying to avoid for the holidays, that is not easy to take in. It's not easy at all. And I haven't necessarily been completely open about my healing process. It's because it's taken a long time. But to see where I was after a major breakup 15 years ago that destroyed me and destroyed my career and took me off my track, and going through the anger process and building another business out of the anger and kind of trying to move forward and help other people, and then go through the actual real healing process of that time period and seeing the real story of how much love in a past life there was, but also how much anger there was because it was me who made a shitty decision and did something not so kosher in that situation that angered a former lover that then vowed revenge to come and do some crazy stuff in this lifetime, and having to take responsibility on a soul level for my part in that old story is where the healing comes. So, you know, the, you know, love community, the dating community, we're very much about enjoyment and love and connection and your safety and boundaries. This is all preparatory. The meditation community is all about mindfulness. It is a skill that is preparatory. The yoga community is about getting your body into, you know, a relaxed state of being. It's preparatory. All of these things that I talk about in my first book are preparation for the amazing ability to be able to sit and see and meditate and be able to clear all kinds of things on your own. It's that is where we're going. And I think that that idea that we could activate and engage those skill sets at a larger number across the world actually feels threatening to the mental health community. That I gotta be honest, I'm still shocked every day at how sometimes it looks like we're making progress, sometimes it looks like we've gone back in time. Sometimes we're open to seeing things holistically and being open to meditation and talking to the shamans. Other times we are calling these people completely insane and trying to destroy their businesses. There's a lot of distortion that's going on in this particular field related to relationships. And I just want to leave a message and say, I hear you, I see you, I'm experiencing it myself. And it's become imperative and really important for me to do practices by myself, more so than ever, in order to just clear energy and to stay focused on what the end goal is, which is to be able, especially with a shift coming in 2024, to energetically just be able to move forward, to know that the work has been done, and to move forward and to get ready for the future of this planet, which is going to need a lot of love, right? We're going to need to be able to love people from different cultures and different countries without our family shits clouding the way that we're seeing things. We're going to need to be able to take these skills at a higher level and fix what's going on, you know, in other parts of the world, and have countries come to conclusions of, you know, peace. We need to move out eventually of doing this individual work and moving to the collective level. And so many, many people who've been on this path for quite some time, that's the shift that's happening, is the need to say, okay, the work is done in this lifetime. I've seen the real story. I have purged it from my physical body. I purged it from my mind. I've purged it from my emotions. I purged it from my energy. And I'm ready to move forward and to engage with the world and engage in life in a very different way and to be of service in that way. And there's many different kinds of service, and there's going to be lots of fun ways to serve. But the initial process of getting to that point is a recognition that the material world and grounding is very important for many people. And then the spiritual stuff gets activated when it is the right time. Because that's the other thing that's going on. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to force something because we're collectively hearing that this is a thing, but this is a very individualized process. And you will know if you're one of the people who are supposed to be on this path. And I think that when I do get a couple's consultation, the thing that I see over and over again is that one person in the couple is on this path. And they're married or in a relationship with someone who is not on this path in this lifetime. And, you know, in the spiritual world, we talk about those as karmic relationships, and being married in a karmic relationship is incredibly challenging. It's incredibly difficult, but it's also a part of the initiation process. And just because I say it's an initiation process doesn't mean it makes it any freaking easier. It's incredibly painful, the things that we go through in relationships. But we also have to be brave enough to go forward with the energy that is going to be coming, to say, okay, I'm going to be choosing to learn, and I'm going to be choosing my soul's path. And that may or may not mean that this relationship goes with me at this time. It may mean that I need to be more flexible, and I may need to prioritize myself for a short period of time to learn all of these other skills to prepare to do this work. The other thing that I have definitely seen is that people are definitely being activated by higher level spiritual connections. So in the past, and I have definitely been the child who's walked through my parents' twin flame relationship. And whether or not that is a concept that's happening now and going into the future, I think is part of the debate. But certainly it has been something that many of our families, our ancestral lineage, has experienced. So I can tell you from, you know, the past few years of healing, I was basically asked to cyclically walk through and experience my parents' very dramatic twin flame relationship, and to understand those energy dynamics and to understand the pros and cons of being in relationship in that way energetically, and to understand that that was not my path, especially early in life. Now, whether it's my path from this point forward, I don't know. There's a lot of learning that's happening. But certainly my energetic vibration when I was born is very different than what I have come to learn and to experience as my parents' vibration. And they definitely were a twin flame couple. It's the reason why my mother never got married again. It's the reason why she has been devastated since my father's death. These kinds of relationships and trauma and drama are very, very, very difficult. So if you are someone who is currently healing and doing heart purging of just your parents not getting the love that they wanted, your parents not grieving a death and never getting remarried, the negativity around marriage, the negativity around relationships, all of the darkness that's come up because they didn't get what it is that they needed, it's really important to recognize that the souls would have chosen those experiences as part of a process of setting up the next generation to do things differently. And that's kind of just my, you know, wisdom and download on that particular topic. But many of us are children of twin flame relationships. And part of this process is getting to the point in your healing where you're actually able to access and remember the reason why you came to this planet at this time. And I can tell you that many of us came to this planet at this time because we remember what love is. And we have contracts with our parents because they were twin flames who understand love at a very, very high level. So these will also be couples or family members in your life where you look at the reason why they're still together and you ask, because it seems crazy. Someone's got a substance abuse problem. Someone's an alcoholic, but yet the partner still stays. We've pathologized so much of the relationship dynamics of couples in the United States because we don't have a spiritual understanding at a high enough level to understand that there is work that is likely being done that we cannot see, sense, and feel at that particular time. And that the love is so strong that part of the learning is to learn to balance the love with the mental energy and to begin to use the masculine energy to make healthier life decisions. So many of us have family members that are imbalanced. It almost seems like there's too much love. And we have a fancy term for it called codependency. I don't like any of these particular terms because from a spiritual perspective, there's always a story and there's always a way to heal it. And that's also very much in alignment with the shamanic way of doing healing work. We don't necessarily have diagnoses. Things happen for spiritual reasons. You're going through an initiation process. Your soul needs to heal. That's a very different mindset than going in and saying, I have a, codependent personality disorder. And from the mental health perspective, the diagnoses are helpful if they get you service or they get you money, right? So we need that system. But any really good psychologist, any really good therapist, anyone who's done this work for a long period of time and potentially have had some kind of spiritual initiation process understands that there's always more that you cannot see, sense, and feel right away. Even the psychology world, it operates differently depending on what country you are in. In the United States, it's a very medical model based. I was just in France. There's not one CBT book that is on their shelf. It is very much long-term psychoanalysis with various different modalities. We're a little obsessed with, Freud and Jung, but there's other ways of doing this work. So there's multiple ways of handling something that we call drama in a family relationship these days. And we're probably getting overwhelmed, which is why we need to rest and go back to some basics. And so the basics is just recognizing your spiritual being in a human body who is, again, learning how to love. And sometimes love means setting boundaries. Sometimes love means not going to Christmas dinner because you're in a phase where you need to take care of yourself. Sometimes love is recognizing that your soul's journey is to be the adult, to be the responsible one, to be the one who takes care of everyone, even if that feels like you're stepping back into being a parentified child. Sometimes that is your soul plan in this lifetime, and then sometimes we have to accept that. Sometimes it's about just learning to accept people for who they are and learning to have fun with the way people are. But I think at this time, the distortion that's coming in that we're all being tested on is, can you sense and feel the love and the energetic vibration in someone else's body and not listen to their words so much? Are you getting triggered by the lack of what you perceive as unkind words versus the energy in someone's body? Because sometimes the things that appear to be toxic, sometimes the things that appear to be a hot mess, sometimes the things that appear to be chaotic are showing up because you have the capacity to transform it into love. So we get very stuck on verbal language. And yet if it's verbal language coming from the body of someone who's energetically vibrating at the level of love, then you know there's just a little bit of distortion and you can work with that. But the learning that I think that most people come into therapy for over and over and over again is the falling for the really pretty words, the language, from someone who does not energetically have that vibration of love in their physical body, right? So those would be the cases where, you know, you get a lot of trauma with someone who's been in a relationship with someone who truly is narcissist, not what we think collectively as narcissism, true narcissism or antisocial, or potentially a psychopath. You get that. Like, it is a thing. It is part of a soul's learning process. It's a very painful part of it. And it's a journey that needs to be supported, and it is a journey that needs more and more support. But it is a learning. It's a learning to not fall for the pretty words and to pay attention to the energetic vibrations. It's a, you know, invitation to learn about emotions and the energy behind emotions. It is an invitation to learn about who you really are, because sometimes you take in the relationship experiences, the trauma, and the emotions of other people into your physical body and then act them out. And in psychology, we call that projective identification, when the energy and the being of someone else actually enters into your body and you're actually becoming the very projection that they are participating in. And this is often missed in traditional therapy, unless the person's had a significant amount of supervision by someone who has certain kinds of therapy training, and that is not CBT. Projective identification is something that takes a very intuitive therapist to pick up on. And so again, we're back to intuition, trusting yourself, knowing your body, clearing your energy, being open, using that intuition eventually to be able to see that there is a whole other world out there that wants to be respected, but it's also here for our learning. And going through the fear process and that healing process is where the freedom is on the other side. Because I can tell you from experience, the more and more that you ask and get to the point where you're willing to face the fear of either family members, relationships, spirit world, whatever, the more and more that you face the fear, the easier this gets over time. And that if it's on the spiritual level and there is something a little shady or not right going on, knowing that it's love really is the antidote to it, and asking questions and being in a relationship with that energy and doing things from a very loving perspective clears things so much more quickly and can be done in a very short meditation session. It clears things so quickly that you'll be sitting there one day wondering why it's taken you your entire life to get to this point. And that's the reminder. It will take you a long time to get to that point because it is a learning process. And we as souls have chose to learn how to do this on a human level. And so it takes time. But there is an energy right now that's helping us move through this more quickly. So in preparation for you to go back to the holidays, I would say pay attention to what you're eating and drinking and do things that give you pleasure and do things and eat things that make you happy, but not the kind of happiness where you're craving 18 cookies because you're craving the sugar. Right? There's two different things going on there. It says, are you in control of the physiology of your biological body to the point where things have been cleared out enough that you can trust the sensitivity to say, okay, you know what? I'm really craving that particular cookie because it reminds me of my childhood and I love that part of Christmas. Like, that's what I'm saying. Go for the things that are going to bring joy, but not things that your physical body has trained you to do at the expense of your overall health and well-being. That's the cycle that needs to be broken. That's why we, in the United States, we're being asked to do all this work. Outside the United States, they think we're all crazy to be doing all this kind of work because they're working in a, you know, more of the connecting, you know, to the divine world and being intuitive and not worrying so much about the physical body. But we have the responsibility in the United States to work with the physical body. And I have to say that when the physical body over time becomes freer of emotions, your sense of joy and the things that you love and want to do and life, it just becomes easier. And little things become joyful, and the drama with the family no longer triggers you as much. And so as we begin to wrap up this episode, it's, you know, I feel like right now I'm in a phase of my own journey where I'm getting a lot of crap about the first book that I wrote. And this is not unusual. If you speak to people in the spiritual world about their experiences with books that they've written, you know, sometimes there is a lot of energetic craziness that happens and you have to work through it. And the piece, the chapter that's been causing a lot of drama and stress recently is my chapter on social dancing, because I've not energetically been able to necessarily get to a dance floor in a way that in the same way that I was enjoying social dancing prior to the pandemic. And part of that is for learning purposes, right? It's been necessary to ice a little bit more to do the kind of work that I'm doing on a healing level. It's also been important for me to not be in physical contact with quite as many people, especially men. So in order to do this stage of healing work, so I understand. But, you know, we have to remember that there are definitely healing traditions and also connected to religion where dancing is really important, and it was taught as important for energetic purposes, right? So we might be sitting in meditation, we might be doing yoga, we might be doing all these things for spiritual purposes or to clear our energy, but things like social dance have been part of communities for a really long time for energetic clearing purposes. You may not know you're doing that. It's certainly in the first part of my journey, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just going salsa dancing 4 or 5 nights a week because it made me feel better. And I was clearing what I've learned is I was clearing my energy and being in an environment with other people doing the same thing. So I think that it's important for you also to build in some, it's not self-care necessarily just being in the bathtub, which I love the bathtub, but self-care in terms of what do you want to do? What do you want to learn to clear the energy in your body, whether it's going for a run, whether it's going to the yoga class, whether it's going to the hot yoga class because it's cold and it's a holiday season and you want to sweat, whether or not it's you are going to go social dancing for New Year's, whether or not you are going to go to a nightclub, even though you've been, you know, on the healing path, but you need to dance and you need to move your body and you have good control over, you know, your alcohol intake and things like that, and you can stay focused on your healing journey. You know, none of this stuff is supposed to be bad. These stuffs are options and have been built into our society and our culture for reasons. And it's because when we're young, we can't go on this whole crazy journey and be human and enjoy a life. So that is the reason why all this stuff is coming up. We're learning the reasons why we might have done things at a younger age. It's filled with a lot of wisdom. And so the invitation is to begin to think about, okay, how do you structure your time with your family? How do you structure, what do you need in your boundaries? What do you need to eat? What do you need to drink or not drink? Right? How can you be disciplined around that so that you can stay in an energetic place where you can enjoy your holidays, even with the people that drive you crazy? Even with the person who's going to trigger you to have a spiritual debate, how do you stay out of that trigger? Or how do you stay out of getting hooked into that argument? How can you do this in a way that makes you fall in love with your family again? Right? So that's the invitation, is for you to think about everything you've done this year, all the healing work you have done, thinking about where you are, all the work you might have done in your career, all the work you might have done on your finances, and to think about, okay, the holidays are coming. I need a break. I want to enjoy it. It's Mercury retrograde. We need to all rest anyway. what is it that I need for myself? And how can I fall in love with my family again? Because at a soul level, you chose them for a reason. So it might be a hot mess right now, but there has likely been lots of memories of love from the past that you can draw on, or love that you've experienced from maybe not your biological family, but families that you've made through your friends. But just how can you get back to that place of love with your family this holiday season so this can be a time of rest and not drama? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please let me know if you have any other questions. And I hope that this weekend starts a period of time for your self-care, your relaxation, and a return to, I guess, quote Marianne Williamson, but a return to love for you to set yourself up in the best possible way to thrive in the new year. If you would like some more information, please visit our website at www.drjenniferbrhodes.com or reach out to Dr. Jenny on Instagram at her handle at Jennifer B. Rhodes, or feel free to send her an email at drjenny@drjenniferbrhodes.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes or have any questions about the information you heard in this episode, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. And if there's anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please also remember that the information in this podcast is for informational use only. Please go ahead and consult your medical team or any other advisors that you have regarding any questions about your mental health or anything that may have been triggered during this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to connecting with you soon.